USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is signing into law two bills that empower federal law enforcement agents to go after Americans who defrauded COVID-19 relief funding meant for small businesses. The president addresses those who may have committed fraud.
You can't hide. We're going to find you. We're going to make you pay back what you stole and hold you accountable under the law.
Biden also announcing he'll be heading to Kentucky to see some of the flooding damage firsthand next week. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States is continuing to pursue Russia's offer to discuss a prisoner swap for Brittany Griner. Blinken adding he'll be talking with Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov at a foreign ministers meeting in Cambodia Friday. Griner is facing 9 years in prison after she pled guilty to having marijuana oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
The administration is hanging their hat on a positive July jobs report.
The United States economy added 528,000 jobs in July. Unemployment rate also fell to 3.5%. The Labor Department released the latest monthly jobs report Friday morning. July's report marked a positive jump from the prior month, which saw a payroll gain of 398,000 jobs added. Today's number came in more than double what economists had expected. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
China is continuing to launch military drills following a visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. Republican Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy says the Biden administration is lacking in its response to the aggression.
You can imagine that they see President Biden as weak, and that's why they are being as aggressive as they are being aggressive.
The Louisiana Republican speaking on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
Experts are slightly downgrading the forecast for the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. NOAA predicting there will now be 14 to 20 named storms, 6 to 10 hurricanes, and 3 to 5 major storms of Category 3 or higher. Flight delays and cancellations continue to wreak havoc on summer travelers. An industry trend indicates, I'm sorry to say this, but more may be yet to come. A wave of pandemic layoffs and retirements have turned a nearly 27,000 surplus of pilots into a 9,300 worker shortage. And now concerns over pilot fatigue as airlines try to make up for loss of revenue during the pandemic. Kathy Baines is an airline training instructor and former commercial pilot. She explained some of the age limits for pilots.
Yes, so this is what we've been hearing just a couple weeks ago. There was a bill introduced, and what they want to do is they want to take the retirement age of pilots and raise it from 65 to 67. Previously, for instance, when I started with the airlines, the retirement age was 60. So we've already had mission creep up to 65. They want to take it to 67.
It's a huge weekend for fans of TV's The Office. The first ever DundeeCon is being held in New Jersey Saturday and Sunday. Over 20 cast members will be on hand. Fans will be able to get autographs and take selfies with their favorite paper company employees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.